This morning we continue our look at Jesus' words to us from John chapter 6, I am the bread of life. As Jesus continues to engage with the crowd that he is speaking to, the focus shifts a little bit to God's will and to Jesus' purpose. Some modern portrayals of Jesus are rather misleading. In fact, to put it bluntly, they're just plain wrong. They depict Jesus as a passionate but confused young man who is sort of wandering around trying to figure out who he is, what he's on earth for, and what he is to do. In these depictions, Jesus struggles to grasp the meaning and the purpose of his life. Contrast that idea with the words of Jesus in our gospel lesson this morning, where Jesus says, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. In our gospel lesson, we see a God that is very purposeful. A God who loves the world, a God who loves all people, a God who sent his only Son to be the Savior for all people, a God who promises forgiveness for all who believe in Jesus, a God who promises that those who believe in Jesus will be raised up at the last day. There is no confusion, no questioning of purpose, no wondering what God is up to. This gives us great peace and great joy. Jesus, the bread of life, came to the people back then, offering to them forgiveness and life and hope and peace and joy. Jesus, the bread of life, comes to us today, and he offers to us forgiveness and life and hope and peace and joy. The peace of knowing that God loves us and accepts us for the sake of Jesus Christ, that even though we sin, in Jesus Christ our sins are forgiven and God receives us as his own dear child. The peace of knowing that God is with us always, even in the midst of those times of difficulty and hardship that we face. And the joy of knowing that we will be raised up on that last day, that we get to live with Jesus forever. We believe confidently the words of Jesus, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. We believe that God will do what he says he will do. That on the last day, he will raise us up, and all believers, including those who have gone before us in the faith. God's faithful purpose, accomplished in Jesus' life and death and resurrection, fills our hearts again this day with peace and with joy. As the children rightly deduce this morning, it's not Easter. And yet today, our hearts can be filled with the same Easter peace and joy. As imitators of Christ, as we heard in our second lesson read this morning, this also gives us our purpose. Just as Jesus came bringing a message of life, we as imitators of Christ, we too are called to bring that message of life into the world around us. We are called to go and make disciples of all nations. We are called to bring that message of reconciliation in Christ to other people. We need not wonder why we are here or what our purpose might be. We are here to share the good news of Jesus as we imitate the life of our Savior, to share that peace and that joy that is ours in Jesus. And so this morning, there are two questions that I want you to consider. The first question is, what does this look like for me? What does this look like for me to be an imitator of Christ in bringing that good news to those around me? What does that look like? Where is God calling me to be or to go? What opportunities has God placed in my life right now? Places where I can bring that good news of Christ into the life of another. To use the unique gifts He has given me as I do so. The second question is, what is one action step that I can take with God's help? Not three or four or even two, just one. It was interesting, after early service, a member was talking to me about the sermon, and he said, "Pastor Mark, that last question, that's really the hard part, isn't it?" And I said, "Yes, it is." To take action. To think of a specific way, with God's help, that God can use you and me to bring that message of peace and joy into the life of another. What is one thing you and I can do as we imitate Christ? Maybe it is having that difficult conversation with a family member or a friend that will hopefully lead to reconciliation. Maybe it is making an intentional effort to get to know that neighbor that moved in next door that so far all I know by is waving at them as they pull in and out of the driveway. Maybe it is seeing an example of injustice in the world around us and not just complaining about it, but taking a concrete action step to try and change it. What is one action step that you can take with God's help? Will you please pray with me? Jesus, bread of life, we thank you that you feed us and sustain us, and that you promise to raise us up on the last day. Help us to follow you, to imitate you. Help us to see how you can use us to share your love for all. And then move us to action. May your will be our will. We pray this in your precious name. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever.